Good News, Bad News, written by Maggie Groff and read by Catherine Milty. Byron Bay is one of Australia's pretty bits, and I was taking a well-earned holiday at home to sample the delights on offer. It was also winter, which is my favourite time of year, and the warm, sunny days and cooler nights were a welcome tonic after our long, hot summer. The last couple of months had been busy. I'd had a steady stream of journalism commissions, and a recent story I'd written about my investigations into the activities of a dangerous cult had been syndicated here and in the US. This had translated into a healthy bank account, so I no longer had to threaten old Mog the bankster that if he continued to send me rude letters, I'd be forced to take my overdraft elsewhere. Another plus was that my ribs, which had been rearranged during an altercation with the leader of the aforementioned cult, were fully recovered. In fact, apart from a major hitch in the romance department, everything was hunky-dory. At least, it was, until Tuesday, when I went to buy groceries. I was in aisle 5 at the supermarket when I first sensed that I was being watched. The feeling's impossible to describe, but if you've had it, you'll know it. According to the neuroboffins, it's a primeval survival instinct, an evolutionary hangover from prehistoric times when we needed extra radar to protect ourselves when we were eyes down at the waterhole. That sort of thing. I shuddered and looked around. Nothing. Then again, Woolies isn't a known Neanderthal hangout. Blaming my paranoia on the store security system, I flashed my death stare at the overhead camera and steered my trolley into the next aisle. Relocation didn't help. The feeling was stronger. Frowning, I looked up and down the aisle. Still nothing. I crouched down to select leaf tea from the bottom shelf and was standing up when a hand landed firmly on my back. I jumped with fright, dropped the tea, and grabbed the shelf to steady myself.